92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Onega, Jared Sluppy with you. Got the other score from the other game that was going on during our game. Axel wins over Washington County 44-22. So they advance, and they will take on Clifton Clyde. As for the game that we just got done with, once again, the final score in that one was Onega winning 55-39. They will take on Frankfurt in the second round of that side of the bracket. So the schedule for tomorrow on the girls' side, 3:15, Hanover and Frankfurt, 6:15, Clifton Clyde and Axel. We're about to get the schedule on the boys' side sorted out a little bit for tomorrow's game. So we got some games going on here. Troy and Onega will go on here in front of us in the South Gym. And meanwhile, in the North Gym, it'll be Blue Valley Randolph versus Frankfurt coming up here in just a bit. Should be a fun couple of games here in this one. Again, that is the 8-9 game going on in the other gym. This gym here in front of us is the 5-12 matchup. And looking at the standings in the Twin Valley League on the boys' side, Troy is currently in solo fourth place at 3-1, and they are 4-3 overall. And as for Onega, they are currently 11th in the standings at 0-4 and 1-6 overall. And as for how we got here for Onega, they, again, having those issues with those cancellations, as is everybody, but they did play at Washington County on the 11th. They lost that game 55-35. Their last win was against Flint Hills Christian at home. 44-40 was the win there on January 5th. And still looking for that first elusive league win, which, of course, all of these games here in front of us are not considered league wins. They're not going towards their league standings. But they have a chance to possibly get some momentum here in their home tournament, hoping that'll help them out moving forward in what should be a very difficult upcoming month and a half for Onega with how difficult the league is, especially this year. And I think it's going to be really tight top to bottom. There isn't really a single team that you're like, wow, this team is heads and shoulders above everybody else. Like last year, the Hanover girls were kind of that team that was really way better than everybody else. But for neither girls or boys, this thing is up for grab on both sides. And I would argue that winning, it's much more difficult to win the Twin Valley League than it is to win state. Because when you're trying to win the Twin Valley League, you're facing off against teams from multiple different classes, and those teams are competing for state titles in their respective classes. And meanwhile, you've got all of those teams lumped into one huge league. One super league is almost a way of putting it in the Twin Valley League. So definitely argue that winning the TVL is more difficult than winning state. We saw that with Donovan West. They won state last year and didn't even win the league. It was Hanover who, of course, won the league going undefeated. As for the boys' side, once again, is a thing that's going to be neck and neck. There's not a whole lot of expectation with this Troy boys team coming into the season with the fact that they had so many injuries. But here they are coming into this one as the number four team in the standings and the fifth seed in the tournament. So lots of shattered expectations for this Troy team. And as for Onega, they're still trying to get their footing here in the league, as they've kind of underperformed just a little bit here on the season. They had a lot of great guard play last year, but that hasn't really kind of manifested and transformed into this season. And in our predictions on our Courtside Guide magazine, we actually had Onega over Troy coming into the new year. How wrong we've gotten that so far, but we'll see if possibly things could change here in this matchup between these two teams. Well, let's go ahead and step aside for... Actually, no, we're going to jump right in. We're not going to even do starters. That's right, because we don't have a PA system here in the gym, so we're going to jump right into it. As we get the starters, first for Onega, Josh Daniels going to be getting a start here for the Buffaloes, as well as Maddox Honus, LJ Kelzer, Jackson Coulterman, and Race Fisher. And as for Troy, it'll be Seth Judd, Gannon Bowe, Caden Rosenberger, Henry Geiger, and Jack Hartman. There's a tip. We are underway. Game two of our quadruple header here in the TVL tournament. First game on the boys' side, and the tip is won by the Trojans. And Jack Hartman lost it. Race Fisher poked it free. Daniels is going to run up with it. Mentioned Josh Daniels, not really a guy that's been used a whole lot this year, but he gets the start. The 5'9 sophomore. Into the corner. This is Coltsman, dribbles to the wing. Top the key catch, Fisher to Honus. Jab step. Working, and I'll give it up. LJ Kelzer with it. Kelzer gives it back to Honus. The freshman having a fantastic start of the year, but he turns it over here. Going the other way, Seth Judd on the right away. Layup is good. Nice spin on the basketball to lay it up and in. There's our first point of the contest. 2-0 Troy quickly. The 5-seed in the tournament as a 1-3-1 defense for the Trojans. Kick into the corner. Mahonis gets it. Trying to force the Buffaloes to go to the left side. Daniels almost handles it and goes out of bounds. Here's a lob for Fisher. That is short and intercepted by Hartman going the other way. And the layup is no good. Rebound by Daniels on the miss by Rosenberger. But stolen right back as Gannon Bowe comes up with it. Another opportunity for the Trojans. Three in the corner is good by Caden Rosenberger. And actually going to say that his toe was on the line, I believe. And I'll say that's a long two. So it's 4-0 in favor of Troy. Hypo sketch for Fisher. Not really looking to do much with it. And he'll kick it out. Daniels will try three. That's off the mark on the left side. And saved before going out of bounds by the Trojans, specifically Henry Geiger. Judd with it, top of the key. Great handles. He's so quick. Doesn't have a whole lot of size, but boy, he is quick. I'm trying to cut back door. Maddox Honus. Jack Hartman from the far side. Elbow with a drive. A pull-up jumper is good from 8 feet. Jack Hartman makes it 6-0. 2 minutes into this first quarter. Daniels from the far side wing. He's defended by Geiger in this 1-3-1 defense. Honus, pass fake from the near side wing. Crossover dribble. They'll give it up. Kelzer to the corner. Hands straight up. And Jackson Goldsman is fouled on the floor. And 5.5 to go, first quarter. Substitution, first one of the day. It will be Grant Valberg checking in. It'll be Maddox Honus taking a break. We'd like to thank today's sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College. Colterman gives it to Fisher from the top of the key. Pass deflected and stolen away. Daniels trying to cut back door. Geiger comes up with it. His pass deflected. It'll stay with the Trojans. 6-0 timeout called by Coach Clay Camp of Onega, first-year head coach for the Buffaloes, and we'll take it as well. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at Elmer's Repair.
A quick 6-0 run for Troy right out of the gates. 5:20 left to go, first quarter. High post catch for Hartman. He'll drive right side on Fisher. Shot up over him is no good, or rattled out. It's a pretty good shot, but Fisher comes down with a rebound. Calderman's pass is stolen. Beautiful job on Henry Geiger's part. The anticipation. They go the other way. Judd, high post catch for Hartman. To the far side elbow. Couple dribbles. Now gives up his dribble. Hand it back to Geiger. Nice backdoor cut. And Rosenberger gets jumped on by Josh Daniels. Went up in the air. And Rosenberger is fouled. It'll be the first team foul for either team. 4:53 left to go. First minutes of the game for Connor Nider, who has missed some time. Missed a few games, that is. And also in the game, as mentioned, is Graham Valberg. 4:45 left to go, first quarter, 6-0 Troy. Trojans with the basketball. Nice cut for Jack Hartman. I beg your pardon. For Jack Hartman, who lays it up and in. Beautiful feed from Gannon Bowe. And it's 8-0. Coltsman to the far side wing for Connor Nider. Cross-court pass for Valberg. Valberg from the corner. Dribbles to the middle, now reverses course against Bo. Hit defense, and now he's doubled up by Hartman and kicks it out of there. Snyder. Far side wing, three by Jackson Colterman is too strong, and a rebound secured by Hartman. Outlet pass up ahead to Judd, who's streaking into the paint, and he loses it. Loose on the floor. He'll pick it up, and Judd kicks it out to Hartman. He'll try a three from the far side wing. It's too strong. Offensive rebound for Rosenberger. Hand it off to Bo. He'll drive baseline. Underneath the basket, dumps it off for Hartman. In the short corner, kicks it out, and he didn't establish himself. And that's going to be out of bounds. He had a foot out of bounds and didn't fully establish himself in bounds before catching the pass, so a turnover to the Buffaloes. Onega trying to get something going offensively. But a tough start, a lot of turnovers. Haven't had many open looks. Credit to Troy's defense as well, getting a lot of turnovers on those double teams on the 1-3-1. High post catch for Kelzer. That long two is no good from 17 feet. Rebound by Gannon Bo. He'll bring it up himself. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Bo gives up to Geiger near side wing. Jab step, he'll drive middle. Nice shot up. No good, though. Offensive rebound by Hartman. Rebound by Fisher. Off is a couple misses. A missed opportunity there for Troy. Had a couple good looks at it. Colterman dribbles to the near side towards the wing. Give it up towards Connor Nider's way. Jab step. Cross-court pass to the far side for Valberg. 3:10 to go. Dribble pulls up. Long two on the way. It's good. That was a tough shot for Grant Valberg. He's defended well. And it was just inside the three-point line. It's 8-2. Crossover dribble, handoff. Bo curls, stops at the free throw line, gives it up to Judd. Give it right back to Bo. Drives right side to kick it out. Hartman, he'll kick it out once again on a couple of dribbles. Bo has it stripped. Nice hands by Nider, poking it free and stolen away by Colterman. Give it up ahead to Nider from the near side wing. Top with a key catch for Valberg for three. That one no good. Rebound Hartman of Troy. Now they pass up ahead. Rosenberg wanted to run with it. A kick into the corner for three. Short for Geiger on his triple. And Judd with an offensive rebound. So off the Rosenberger miss. Give up. And another try for three. That one's no good for Hartman. Missed one earlier. Rebound for Jackson Colterman of Onega. 8-2 our score. 2:07 to go opening quarter. Bo slipped on defense, defending Valberg, gives it up to Colterman. Trace Fisher, now far side of wing for Connor Nider. Goes to Kelzer, now into the corner, far side, three ball by Colterman. That was blocked by Geiger, and he'll get the rebound. He'll give it up to Bo. Fantastic defense by Troy so far. Driving right side, in the lane, Bo shut up with the glass, it's good, and Gannon Bo makes it 10-2 with 1:40 to go. Here in this first quarter, timeout is called. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out to seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
10-2. Troy leads Onega with 1:40 to go. TVL tournament opening round. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, Bandina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Wakeland Oil Company. Jackson Colterman brings it up for the Buffaloes out of the break. Pass is deflected by Judd, and it goes out of bounds. It'll go to the Buffaloes. Great defense for Troy here today so far. Wyatt Whistler checking in for the first time today. Also, Cade Rosenberger staying in the ball game. I had my numbers mixed up there. Maddox Conis also back in for Onega. Connor Nider, high post catch, kick it out. First time Casey Hufflett on the floor, the freshman. quarter pass. The Cattles are right back to Hutt Bliss. High post catch Snyder once again. Pass trying to go to the far side for Keegan Vandenberg and had it taken away. Turnover. And now Troy trying to capitalize. 1 minute to go, first quarter, after a 10-2 run. Whistler with the catch from just inside three-point line, hands out to Judd. In the corner, Bow for three. Good! Gannon Bow knocks down the triple. First three-point basket of the day, he has five, and 13-2. 45 seconds left for the Buffaloes. Trying to respond to get some sort of momentum going. Vandenberg gives up right through the hands of Maddox Honus and out of bounds. Another turnover and a face palm from head coach Jason Claycamp. And Josh Daniels will check back in for the Buffaloes who started this game. They'll come in for Honus. 34.9 seconds left. Geiger inbounds it to Judd. Judd will bring it up against the man-to-man defense of Onega. Actually, correction, it's actually a 2-3 zone here. 23 seconds left. Jab step for Judd. Rosenberger to Geiger into the corner on the far side. Three ball straight away. That one rattles out. Offensive rebound. Whistler, good. And Wyatt Whistler with his first points of the day off the three-point miss from Seth Judd. Daniels gives it up. 6 seconds left for Coulterman. 3 seconds for Daniels. Dribbles to his right. Lob, pass deflected, and clock ran out about, should have stopped with about like 1.6 seconds left, but it stops with 0.2 seconds left. So not much of an opportunity for Onega to score before the end of the first quarter. He's going to have to lob it and tip it, and that's not going to count. 15-2 is our score going into the second period. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Troy's 1-3-1 defense proving to be a lot for Onega to handle as the Trojans lead 15-2 as we head into quarter number two. TVL tournament opening round. Meanwhile, Frankfurt boys leading Blue Valley Randolph 20-8 after the first quarter in the North Gym. Here's the pass from Coulterman that's deflected by Judd and intercepted. Going the other way, give to a streaking Rosenberger. He'll dish it off, but it's taken away. Trying to find Geiger in the steal made by Case Nutflitz, the freshman for the Buffaloes. And dribble by Vandenberg. He'll get it out of there to Nider, far side wing for Coulterman. 30 seconds gone in the second quarter. Bounce pass. Falberg dribbles to the corner on the far, on the near side. Gives up to Hutfliss. Hutfliss in trouble. Gives it up to Nider. High post catch. Fisher. Good ball movement to Coltman for three. That one's a bad miss. And rebound hauled in by the Trojans. Corner catch for Geiger. Three on the way. Short air ball. Tipped by Valberg and out of bounds. Missed opportunity for the Buffaloes on that miss. And Troy will get the ball right back as Jack Hartman and Cass and Jasper check in for the Trojans and for Geiger and Rosenberger. Here's the inbound to Judd. Gives to Hartman and cuts across after the inbound. That shot's blocked out of there by Race Fisher. Going the other way. Buffaloes. 2-1 fast break. Shot on the up fake for Coulterman is good. And Jackson Coulterman with the first basket of the second quarter for the Buffaloes is now 15-4. Judd signals for Jasper to clear out. High post catch for Whistler. He's going to pull up from 12 feet. That's going to be a little bit too strong and as called in by Valberg of Onega. Valberg, high post catch for Nider. Turns around. Jumper, no good. 14-footer. Rebound, Hartman. Troy going a little bit bigger with Whistler and Hartman in. Bounce pass, Bo, into the corner for Judd. Right back to Bo. Top of the key catch, wide open, look for three. Short. Rebound, Fisher. I lift pass, Snyder, far side. We'll bring it up with 6:07 to go, second quarter. 15-4. Thought about the three, Valberg. Jump stop. Mid-range jumper, no good. Off the dribble. Put back by Fisher is no good, but he's fouled going up. First foul of the game against Troy. And that one goes against Jack Hartman. So two free throws for Race Fisher. Only 4 points in the game for the Buffaloes. Two from Jackson Coulterman in this quarter, and then two last quarter coming from Graham Valberg. Hit a tough shot as the first free throw is good for Fisher. Second free throw for the big fella is no good. Ball tipped in the air, rebounded by Hartman of Troy. He's going to go on the run. Up to Judd. Bo drives from the wing. Nice Euro step off the glass and good. Beautiful move by Gannon Bo. And that is Troy's first point of the quarter. It's now 17-5. That was a gorgeous Euro step on the run. Evading pressure. Goldberg shot the dribble is blocked. Trojans going the other way. Up the far side. Pull-up jumper. Good for Seth Judd. Mid-range jumper for Judd. Off one dribble. Makes it 19-5. High post catch Fisher. Pass deflected. Thrown away by Hartman. Here come the Trojans up the near side. He'll give it up to Judd. He'll try a three. Far side corner. That one rattles out. No good. Rebound Fisher of Onega. High school, you don't love settling for a three in transition. I'm sure head coach Jonathan Rosvelt is probably relaying that same message to his team. Snyder gives it to Race Fisher, kick it out to Coulterman. From the wing, cross court, the near side wing for Valber. Snyder, high post catch, full jumper, 15-footer is good. And Connor Nider with his first points of the day. Luke Baxter, the head coach last year and the assistant coach this year, as soon as he shot that shot, he was already clapping as he knew it was going in. I love that for him. Seth Judd, near side corner. Baseball pass, corner to corner pass. Bo drives baseline underneath the basket, kicks it out to Judd. He'll try another three from this corner. That one is no good. Rebound Fisher once again. Nider up ahead. Fast break. Nice pass up ahead to Valberg. That layup is no good. From the near side, he tried a scoop shot instead of putting it up over his head, and it cost him. 4:03 to go, second quarter, 19-7 lead, and now a foul on the ball against Onega. And that one will go against Connor Nider, his first team's first as well. Whistler and Bo coming to the bench. Geiger and Rosenberger back in. As for Onega, they'll substitute LJ Kelzer back in. He'll come in for Race Fisher. Judd will inbound it against the Onega 2-3 zone into the corner. Quick look. 3-4. Jasper is good. Caston Jasper off the bench. Knocks down the tray. And the freshman makes it 21-7. Two touchdown lead for Troy. Valberg from the far side wing dribbles towards the middle. Defended by Jasper. Yeah, nice buy underneath the basket. Shot no good on a close one from Hudquist and a rebound by Troy. Missed opportunity. Here comes Hartman. He'll float it after going coast to coast. That one's no good. A loose ball picked up by Nider. Nider will bring it up himself into the corner. Coulterman gets it back out to Nider. Valber got about the three. Nice coverage by Judd. Closing out on that one. Hudquist brings it to the wing from the corner. To Valberg, 3:07 to go in the corner. Pull the jumper, good off the backboard for Connor Nider on the high post catch. He made it in that spot last time. Makes it 21-9 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Pass by Jasper deflected, and that's going to go towards Onega as it was last touched by Hartman. And a turnover back to the Buffaloes. Jonathan Lutke checking in. And Gannon Bowe also checking back in. Lutke's first appearance today. Lutke, a sophomore. We're trying to get something right with scores. It looks like we're ready and get this thing back underway. 2:50 to go. 22-9. Favor of Troy. That's Keegan Vandenberg, who just checked back in. Receives the pass. They'll look around. A pass into the corner. No good. A three ball by Jackson Coulterman. Rebound Henry Geiger of Troy. Bo gives it up. Gets it right back. Right back. Rosenberger tries the three. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Geiger's putback is no good. Takes out of bounds. And I'll go to Onega in this opportunity. A couple good looks for the Trojans. 2:22 left to go here in this first half. Near side wing catch for Coulterman. Oh, top of the key. Vandenberg had his pass deflected, but into the hands of Nider. Tried to feed it down low to Kelzer, but thrown away by Gannon Bowe of Troy. Come back this way. Driving on Nider. Bounce pass in the corner. Jasper from the far side corner. High post catch. Kicks it out. Bowe, floater, on the run. No good. Gets his own miss. Put back. That one is also no good. Another try. That one is good, though, from straight away from 2 feet by Colton Ledke. And a timeout called by Jason Claycamp of Onega. 24-9, step aside for 60 seconds after the timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender. KMZA.
1:51 left to go in quarter number two. It's Troy 24, Onega 9 here on the Boys Twin Valley League Tournament first round. Other game going on in the other court is Blue Valley Randolph in Frankfurt. That one was a sizable lead for the Wildcats when we last checked. Let's try to see if I can get an update score for you there. And here in this one, it has been all Trojans. High post catch for Nider. Pass deflected and stolen away by Caden Rosenberger. Don't have an update for you on that other game, but we'll keep an eye out on that. Crossover dribble. Geiger spins to the middle. Ray Fisher knocked it away, but he gets it back. Into the corner. Judd, a little runner. No good from the near side corner. Rebound by Connor Nider. Winner of this one will take on Axel tomorrow at 4:45. Axel being the 4th seed, Troy the 5, and Onega the 12th seed. Meanwhile, the loser will play against the loser of Lynn versus Valley Heights in the consolation game. Shot up on a turnaround, no good by Connor Nider, and a whistle and a foul against Maddox Honus of Onega on the rebound. That'll be his first and team second. Not a lot of fouls, only four total fouls in this entire game. 58.5 seconds left here in the second quarter. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, First National Bank of Frankfort, BND Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. High post catch for Wyatt Whistler. He'll give it up to Seth Judd from the near side wing. Goes middle. He stops. Hands it back. Rosenberger. Pass fake for Judd. He'll lob it. And for Geiger, pass deflected, but into the hands of Seth Judd. He had a poke free, thrown away by Daniel. Daniel's one-handed pass to Honus. He'll give it up to Coulterman, and he is fouled by Seth Judd on the floor. That'll be his first and team second with 32.4 seconds left. 24-9. Troy still with that nice, comfy lead. Inbound to Daniels, near side corner. Dribbles to the middle. He gives up his dribble. 25 seconds left for Jackson Coltman from the top of the key. High post catch. Fisher turns around with 20 seconds left. Daniels drives baseline. Had it poked out from behind him, but into the hands of the Buffaloes is Vennerberg. 15 seconds left for Honus. He tried to pass it out to Daniels. Miscommunication. Runaway layup with 10 seconds left for Judd. He is fouled and won a hard foul by Ray Fisher as he comes crashing to the floor. Or are they going to say that was on the floor? They're going to say that was on the floor. They put the 2 points on the scoreboard. They're going to take those off with 7 seconds left. Now they haven't started the clock. Now they started it. Little floater for Seth Judd is good. So it should now be 26-9. It says 28-9. Half court heave for Maddie Thomas is no good. And that is the end of the first half. Hopefully we'll get the score right. It should be 26-9, but the scoreboard says 28-9. We'll get that sorted out and come back with our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings and Axel for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
28-9 is what the scoreboard says, although I believe it should be 26-9 because on that last play, Seth Judd got fouled. He made the basket, but the official said it was on the floor, but the official scoreboard counted the basket, and they got the ball back, and they scored again. So the scoreboard says 28-9, so we'll go with that, I suppose. And that is your score at the half as we're at our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. I'd like to thank our sponsors from today's broadcast, including BB Brothers Contractor, Cook & Company, as well as Hilltop Creations. Take a look at your individual scores from the first half, starting off with the team that's on the wrong side of the scoreboard at the moment. That's the Onega Buffaloes, the 12th seed in the Twin Valley League Boys Basketball Tournament. 4 points for Connor Nider, both of those coming in the second quarter, a couple of mid-range jumpers from 15 feet out, as well as 2 points from Jackson Coltman, as well as Grant Ballberg, and a free throw from Race Fisher. And as for Troy leading the way in scoring unofficially with those two baskets at the end of the quarter is Seth Judd. He has 8. If the score that is on the scoreboard counts, he has 8. 7 points for Gannon Bowe, 4 points for Jack Hartman, and 2 points apiece for Caden Rosenberger, Colton Ludke, and Wyatt Whistler. So they have been spreading the ball very well with 7 different scores in the first half, but it's been Seth Judd and Gannon Bowe, their two guards in the backcourt, that have been the difference here in this one. Now about the 1-3-1 zone of Troy has been forcing a lot of headaches for the Onega offense. They really haven't been able to get anything going with any sort of flow or momentum. They did kind of towards the middle portion of the second quarter with Connor Nider coming in, but not enough to make this one a ball game. And it was all thanks to that start in the first quarter. They got to a quick 15-2 lead in the first 8 minutes of the ball game. And in that time, it wasn't really one specific player that was really getting going. It was kind of just the whole amalgamation of all the Troy players that got things going. They were getting things going inside as well with Wyatt Whistler, Jack Hartman doing well down low, Caden Rosenberger, Henry Geiger even in there down low, and then outside, Seth Judd, Gannon Bowe, Caston Jasper as well. Jasper was a 3-point basket. They have been able to really get everybody going here in this one to make this thing a nice 19-point lead for Troy. We're going to go a step aside for a couple more minutes here in our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Once again, our score, it's Troy 28, and it's going to be 9 for the Onega Buffaloes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, preferring to meet face-to-face to best serve you. We are committed as ever to providing you with that level of service.
As part of your community, we're here for you, even though we may not be meeting in person. We are Farm Bureau agents Kirk Peterson
and Angie Hughes. It's your future.
Let's protect it.
Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca or Angie Hughes in Lancaster. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Got some clarification regarding the end of the second quarter. It is 28-9, And the reason why that both of those baskets for Setia counted is because that the foul was after the shot. So the shot counts, the foul counts, and then the second shot counts. So it is 28-9 for Troy leading Onega here in the boys' tournament, with Setia leading the way with 8 points. Can you caught up on what's going around in the other gym? The Frankfurt boys are currently leading Blue Valley Randolph 35-22 at the half. That is the 8-9 matchup. Frankfurt being the 9 seed and Blue Valley Randolph being the 8 seed. Winner of that game takes on Clifton Clyde at 7:45 tomorrow night if we are still playing games tomorrow night. We have a lot of schools canceling and a lot of tournaments, other tournaments being postponed for tomorrow. So we'll keep you updated if we hear anything different about tomorrow's action here in Onega. But here in this one, the winner of this one between Troy and Onega, of course, will take on Axel tomorrow at 4:45. And the loser of this one will take on the loser of Lynn versus Valley Heights in a consolation game tomorrow night. All right, so 28-9 again, our score, 8 points for Seth Judd, 7 for Gannon Bowe. Some keys to the second half. Onega needs to get something going on offense, figure out how to navigate that 1-3-1 zone. They really struggled with that, haven't really been able to come up with a game plan, so try to figure out how to navigate that. As for Troy, I mean, it's really hard to pinpoint any specific thing that they need to do differently. Defense, they're working well. Offense, they're doing a good job of getting everybody involved. Just keep doing what you're doing. And I feel like if you just keep protecting the basketball, this is going to be a game that ends early here in the second half. Troy gets the ball to start, and we're back underway. It is Rosenberger bringing it up for the Trojans. Give this to Geiger. They bring it towards the middle, signaling for a screen for Hartman. Doesn't use it, though, and he is fouled. He'll be on the floor. And that one will go against L.J. Kelzer. That is his first. Inbound underneath the basket for Judd. It'll go to Geiger from the short corner. Top of the key catch for Hartman. Fisher, a nice job poking that ball free. Hartman tried to spin around him, but he poked it free. And a turnover going the other way. Maddox Honus goes to the middle. Now back towards the wing. High post catch Kelzer. That's deflected by Hartman, stolen away. Going the other way now. Seth Judd in transition. Hold on to it from the elbow. Hand it off to Geiger. Streaking in the lane. Shot high off the glass. Is no good. Rebound Hartman. Second chance for Troy. And an offensive foul. Good job taking that charge by Maddox Honus. Much smaller than Jack Hartman is. And a personal foul will be picked up by Hartman. That's going to be his second. Well done by the freshman. Honus gives it up. Trying to find Kelzer inside. And that was a Vennerberg pass inside for Kelzer. That was deflected, and it's actually out of bounds. Left touch by Onega. And first-year head coach Jason Claycamp telling his team to press here on this possession. Bo, the inbounder. Vennerberg defending the inbound. Big part, sorry, that's Jackson Coulterman. Vennerberg not in the game. That was Coulterman who committed that last turnover. Between the legs dribble. Judd gets around Honus. Beautifully done. High off the glass. No good on the little floater. And rebound by Coulterman. He'll bring it up himself. The far side. Driving right. Kick into the corner. Daniels. Head fake. Dribble to the wing. And he loses it momentarily. Gets it back. He's double teamed. Snyder is up to Ray Fisher. Honus deflected. Into the corner for Coulterman. Now right back out to Honus. Looking for the post. Now kicks it to Coulterman for the three. No good. On the near side corner for Jackson Coulterman. Rebound Seth Judd. And left pass to Bowe. Bounce pass, Hartman on the run. Gets poked away by Fisher again. He's done a good job of just poking that ball free. Daniels falls on it. And a foul against Troy going the other way. Wyatt Whistler will check in after the third personal foul committed by Jack Hartman. Only player with multiple fouls for either team. 6:15 to go, third quarter. It's still 28-9. Daniels from the wing is into the corner for Coulterman. Right back to Daniels. High post catch Snyder. Back into the corner. Coulterman's going to try another corner three. That one's no good. From the far side corner, rebound Henry Geiger. Bounce pass up ahead to Judd. Can't drive on Snyder. He'll kick it out instead. Pass by Geiger. Deflected by Coulterman. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans. Timeout called by Coach Rodfeld of Troy. And we'll step aside for 60 seconds. It's 28-9 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at Elmer's Repair.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Troy leads 28-9 as the inbound goes to Henry Geiger back out of the break. 5:45 to go here in quarter number three. Neither team has scored here in this third quarter so far. We're still pretty young in this third frame. Geiger gives it up to the far side of the wing. That's Rosenberger. Takes the curl screen, goes to the near side. Into the corner, back to Geiger. Drives baseline on Nider, but he travels. Good defense by Connor Nider of Onega. 5:26 left in the third to get the ball right back. Coltsman, Nider, Fisher, Honus, and Daniels in. And Daniels, a tough pass, trying to thread the needle, could not do so. Pass is left out of bounds. He'll stay with the Buffaloes. Trying to go from the far side wing to the near side block to find Race Fisher. There's three hands, or three Trojans that he's trying to thread it through. Fisher pass, nice denial by Henry Geiger, trying to inbound it to Fisher. Fisher and Geiger has been a battle here so far today. Honus, the inbounder, he'll get it near the corners where he'll inbound from. And here in the 5-second mark, gets it in to Nider, who catches it in the corner. One dribble. Coltsman now to Honus. Far side wing. Pass fake. Inside is Daniels. High post catch. Person squares. Then hands it back to Honus. 5 minutes to go. Jab set by Honus. Now puts on the floor. Bounce pass to Coltsman. Back to Honus. And the freshman pass fake to the far side. Now to Daniels on the near side. In the wing. And pass defense. 1-3-1 from Troy. Daniels tries to drive. Pass fake, kick it out. Coltsman, open look near side corner three. That one's no good. He's had a tough time shooting from beyond the arc here so far today. Judd with the rebound brings up himself. To Bo, top of the key. Geiger, near side, gives it back to Bo. Drive, left side, in the lane. Bo, lay up and in. Once he got past his defender, nobody on the help side. There's our first basket of the second half. It's 32-9. Pass is deflected. Last touch by Jackson Coltsman. Turnover. Making pardon. Sorry, 30-9. I was going to say, I thought it was 28-9. Now 30-9. After the turnover, Troy gets it back up by 21 with 4:16 to go in the quarter. I have to thank today's sponsors of today's contest: Helena Agri System, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair. As your pass to Geiger, Nider hooked it free momentarily, but he gets it back. 4:12 now left to go third quarter. Bo gets a screen from Whistler and a carry. It's called against Bo, so a turnover back to Onega. Kason Huffless checks in for the first time this half for Onega. In for Race Fisher. Josh Daniels also exiting. And Graham Valberg checking in for the first time this half as well. Coltsman gives to Nider near side wing. He's going to try his long three. That one a little too strong. Hits and in the hands of Henry Geiger. Judd, full court pass up ahead to Jasper. A little floater, no good. Put back by Whistler is good from 5 feet. And Wyatt Whistler now with 4 points. Onega, halfway through this second quarter, still looking for their first basket. Almost a travel on the pivot foot of Keegan Vandenberg. Trapped in the corner is Valberg. Pass behind his head into the hands of Vandenberg. Now out to Nider. Driving middle, kicking to the corner, Hutchless. The freshman puts it on the floor, now gives it up to Coltsman. Nider, high post catch now for Valberg. Triple teamed. Splits it. and it's fouled. That's a tough play. Grant Volberg making a lot happen here. Had that tough jumper in the first quarter. And he'll shoot two with 3:16 left to go in the third quarter. That foul picked up by Wyatt Whistler, his first, team's first as well. Beg your pardon, sorry, team's third. And the foul is actually going to be on the floor, is what they say. They change the call. And Jackson Colterman will inbound. Defended by Gannon Bell in the inbound into the corner for Connor Nider. He's double teamed. Puts the double team in the lane. Tough shot, and he's fouled. He's falling over, kind of a bailout foul that time, I believe by Wyatt Whistler. And it will be. So quickly picking up two fouls is Wyatt Whistler, the junior forward for the Troy Trojans, and with 3:11, Connor Nider to the free throw line. That one is no good that time for the 6-foot senior. Came off the bench in this one. Most of the time he starts, but he's missed the past few games. So easing him into this one. Second free throw on his way, and good. So Nider now with 5 points. He is the only player with multiple field goal makes for Onega, and that is the first point for Onega in this third quarter. It's now 32-10 with 3:11 to go here in quarter number three. Bo lobs it in against the Onega press. Geiger ahead to Whistler. Turnaround jumper over Fisher is left short and saved, and Onega gets a stop. 3 minutes now to go. Nider drives right side into the wing. Kick out, Vandenberg, Wahlberg now with it, high post catch. Pass is deflected by Judd, intercepted by Whistler. Up ahead to Judd, running left-hand layup, no good. Put back by Whistler, blocked by Vandenberg, rebound by Colterman. 2:45 now left to go. Fast-paced action here in this one. Far side wing catch, Nider's going to try a three. That one is good. Connor Nider with three field goal makes. He has 4 points in the quarter, eight on the game, it's 32-13. Trying to play in some desperation mode with 2:30 to go in the third quarter, down by 19. So a long ways to go. And split court, Keegan Vandenberg tripped a little bit as Cass and Jasper was bringing it up. High post catch Whistler. Turns, defended by Nider and Fisher. Kick it out to Geiger from the wing. Land it off to Gannon Bowe. Hands on his knees, the Techco chases play, can't mid-range. Jumper is good for Gannon Bowe off the dribble. He now has 11. First player to double digits for either team. Quickly going the other way, and a shot at the glass is good by Jackson Colterman as they break the press. 4 points for Colterman. Going the other way quickly. And they get back in transition, and a foul as Wyatt Whistler is going up to shoot two. So Onega didn't get back after the make. And that foul was picked up by Connor Nider, and that is his second. And team's fourth. Or, beg your pardon, team's second. 1:50 to go, third quarter, 34-15 our score. Whistler with a couple of free throws coming up. First one is good. A nice day for Wyatt Whistler. 5 points for him off the bench. As Josh Daniels checks in, he started this game. He'll check in for Graham Wahlberg. Onega has experimented with a lot of different starters. Honus, Snyder, Daniels, Vandenberg, Colterman, Wahlberg, Kelzer, Hutfliss, Fisher have all started this season for Onega, and now after the miss, an offensive rebound, and a foul again against Onega. This time, Geiger will go to the free throw line after the foul, like Egan Vandenberg. When you're a first-year head coach, you do have to do some experimenting around, especially with how deep this Onega team is. And the first free throw is good for Geiger, his first point of the day. Troy has outscored Onega 8-6. Here in this quarter, so not quite as much as you would expect, despite not being able to score for the first 4 minutes for Troy. His second free throw is good, so Geiger goes 2-for-2. It's 37-15 with 1:47 to go in the third quarter. Holtzman working on the Troy press across that court to Nider. Wraparound pass is under the hand of Keegan Vandenberg. Not a great spot on that pass by Nider, trying to wrap it around a defender. And Troy forced the turnover, and now Nider, now Onega, not getting back on defense, and Ken trying to go coast to coast. He loses it. Going a little too fast, and the Troy guard turns it over to Onega with 1:35 to go. Troy trying to press once again. Back in the game for the Buffaloes is Casey Hutfliss. Inbound to Nider. Once again, the Troy Trojans pressing here, 90 seconds to go in the third. Across that court, gets to Fisher as the runaway layup. Half fake, shot off the glass, too strong. Rebound by Daniels. And he'll give it up to Boltzmann, and he'll pull up from 3 feet. It knocks it down. Didn't jump that much. It kind of looked a little bit awkward, but Holtzman makes the little three-footer. He has 6 points and timeout called by Onega with 1:17 to go. 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll go ahead and keep it here. 37-17, our score. It's been a dominant start to this second half for the Trojans.
Help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Vern, and Home City.
Here you go.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
I'd like to thank our sponsors for today's game, M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College. It's Troy 37, Onega 17, first round of the TVL tournament. 1:17 left to go in this third quarter. Winner of this game taking on Axtell in the quarterfinal round. Loser will head to the consolation bracket and will only play two games for the rest of the tournament. Trojans get the ball out of the break. 11 points for Gannon Bow. He leads all scorers. He has it now. Nice find for Hartman cutting in the lane. Turnover Fisher is no good, but it's blocked. Or rather, he gets fouled. It's Fisher not straight up. He kind of broke the plane to try to get a piece of that, and he got a piece of Jack Hartman's arm. And that'll be his second personal foul. Team foul number 4, 54.9 seconds left. Both teams will now be in a double bonus the rest of the way as Hartman misses the front end. One more try for Hartman. He'll fire quickly off after the catch. It's no good. Rebound by Fisher. So he goes 0 for 2. 50 seconds left. Far side wing catch for Hutchlitz. To the corner. And Nider had a hook free by Bo. Stolen away. That pass. Hook court pass up ahead intended for Judd. Stolen away by Coltzman. Another chance for Onega. 30 seconds left. And both catch, Coltzman. Catch, fire. Shot, no good. 15-footer. Long rebound for Grace Fisher. Nider has it. Far side wing. He'll fire away his three off the backboard. He's no good. And picked up by Case Nutflit. He'll drive. He'll hand it off to Coltzman. That little 8-footer is good from the middle of the paint for Jackson Coltzman. Some tough little touch shots for him. And with 10 seconds left, Troy gets the ball back. Hand off, Hartman drives with 4 seconds left. He's fouled and one. And Jack Hartman with his first point since the first quarter. He has 6. The foul goes against Race Fisher. That's his third with 4.1 seconds left. Beg your pardon, 3.1 seconds left. Graham Valberg checking in for Josh Daniels before the free throw here. Free throw from Hartman on its way is no good. It's short tip by Fisher. Offensive rebound by Bo. Shot before the buzzer is good. Kenan Bo with the buzzer beater. He gets 6 points in the quarter, 13 on the game. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 41-19. Troy leads it after three. Step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wait. Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Kansaland Radio.
41-19 our score as we go to the fourth quarter. Excuse me, lose my voice already. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, Medina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Winkley Oil Company for making this broadcast possible. Almost a steal by Gannon Bell. Kicked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Buffaloes. Six third quarter points from Gannon Bell, including a little buzzer beater after a steal off of a missed free throw. Pass deflected. Thrown away by Gannon Bell. He'll keep it himself. Now he'll give it up last minute to Rosenberger. Layup good and one. Caden Rosenberger with his second make of the game, his first since the first quarter. He has four. It's now 43-19. And again, Gannon Bowe, what a game he's having. 13 points for him, 8 points for Seth Judd as well. Those all coming in the first half as the free throw is good for Rosenberger, so he now has five. Maddox Honus checking in for the Buffaloes. In for Graham Valberg. Tough day at the office here for Onega. Technically the road team, but playing on their home gym in the South Gym here. Still pretty cold in here, but it's warming up a little bit with all the bodies in here. Pass from Nider deflected, but he gets it right back. Gives up to Maddox Honus. Now into the corner for Grace Fisher. Corner court pass was way over the head of Case Nuffless. The fan has to duck out of the way. As for Onega, 8 points for Connor Nider and eight as well for Jackson Colterman. He also had 6 points in the quarter for the Buffaloes. As Troy outscored Onega 13-10 in the last quarter. Right side is Hartman. Shot no good. Rebound by Geiger. His putback is good. And Henry Geiger, he didn't score in the first half, but he did a lot of things right. Now has 4 points in the game. And now a turnover going the other way. Jack Hartman with a steal. Yeah, whistle. And I think carry against Jack Hartman, and it will be. They'll be going back to the Buffaloes. LJ Kelzer checks in. Come in for Race Fisher. Rough day at the office for Race. Just 1 point for him. Same with Max Honus. He is scoreless. That's quite starting this game and playing quite a bit. Haven't gotten either of those guys into a flow offensively. It's just been a rough day as a whole for the offense for Onega. Nider and Coltman making up for 16 of the team's 19 points. Daniels drives, pulls up from the short corner. That one's short, 13 feet. Poked away from Marvin, but into the hands of Henry Geiger. Outlet pass, then stolen right back by Connor Nider. Going the other way. And whistle offensive foul, he pushes off on Henry Geiger. That'll be Nider's third personal foul. 6:27 left to go in the game, 46-19. And Judd will bring it up against Josh Daniels, who started this game for the Buffaloes. He stops from the top of the key, bounce pass to the near side wing for Geiger. Defended by Nider, dribbles towards the middle, gets the screen. Pull-up jumper, and no good. Wyatt Whistler fighting for the rebound with LJ Kelzer, goes out of bounds, and they'll go to Onega. .605 to go in this one. Bounce pass to the corner. Just a reminder that coming up here, our next game, our next broadcast, will be Donovan West girls versus Blue Valley Randolph, and now a timeout is called by Onega. We'll take it as well. And we will step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KNZA.
46-19, a hefty lead for the Troy boys, leading Onega. First round of the Twin Valley League basketball tournament. 5:56 left to go here in the fourth quarter. I'd like to thank our sponsors from today's broadcast: First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. Onega basketball out of the break. Kelzer to inbound it. Thirteen points for Gannon Bowe. Nice day he's having. Also 8 for Seth Judd. Been all about the team effort, though. And Daniels entry pass to Fisher from the far side. Pass deflected. Last touch by Henry Geiger out of bounds. He'll stay with Buffalo. So 13 again for Bowe. 8 for Judd. 5 for Rosenberger. 3 for Jasper. 4 for Geiger. 6 for Hartman. 5 for Whistler. And 2 for Lebke. Kelzer the inbounder. No Christian Etherton today for the Trojans. And the scores table buzzed the buzzer when they shouldn't have. So the host starts play over. The play started to unfold, and then suddenly we heard a buzzer. So we'll just redo it. No time came off the clock. Snyder, near side corner. Entry pass for Fisher. Layup and in. And there's his first field goal of the day. Been a long time coming. It's been a rough afternoon for him. And now a steal right out of the press. Snyder with the steal. And he's fouled with a wraparound pass intended for Josh Daniels. 46-21 now our score as that foul picked up by Sawyer Ashburn, who just checked into the game. Sawyer Ashburn, a sophomore on this Troy squad. Here's the corner three on the inbound. It's good for Connor Nider. He now has 11. Going the other way quickly on the press break. Judd catches it in the corner. Cross half court. Dribbles towards the wing, and now he'll be defended by Josh Daniels. He'll make his way towards the middle of the court. Pick and roll. Hartman with going to travel. As soon as he caught it, took an extra step. Another turnover forced by Onega, trying to make things interesting, but again, in a rough day offensively for Omega. They trail 46-24. Jason Huffless checks in for Josh Daniels. 5:08 to go. Winner of this one will play at 4:45 p.m. tomorrow approximately against Axel, the four seed, in the quarterfinals. Cross half court, very good press. Nice lob for Huffless. Huffless dishes it off. Holtzman goes up strong, but misses off the right side of the basket. And a rebound by Wyatt Whistler. At the head to Bowe. He'll try to bring it up. Far side, big part on the near side to the wing, and he stops. Cross court pass, Hartman all alone. He'll try another three, missed his previous two. That one rattles out halfway down. Rebound, Whistler. He'll go up for the putback. That one's no good off the right side. He'll get it again. Ashford tipped it into the hands of Whistler. Now a foul on the floor, and that will go against LJ Kelzer of Onega. His second. Christian Etherton making his first appearance tonight. Cassin Jasper checking in, and Henry Geiger checking in as well. I haven't seen much of Christian Etherton, usually a guy that gets a lot of work, but as of today, senior guard checking in. Geiger on the inbound, trying to get it to Etherton. He tripped, and the ball going out of bounds as he tried to make the catch. The senior with the turnover. He'll go to the Buffaloes with 4:29 to go. Again, 46-24 our score. Jonathan West versus Blue Valley Randolph girls coming up next after this one concludes. We'll have our Be Outdoors post-game show coming, or Be Outdoors real estate post-game show coming up after the missed three by Jackson Coulterman. Ashburn to the far side wing. Finds Caston Jasper now to Etherton. Jab step defended by Coulterman. With the screen, goes to his left. Three ball off the dribble. That's off the right side. No good. Rebound, Ray Fisher. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 46-24, both teams have scored 5 points apiece in this fourth frame. Snyder drives right side, hands it off. Huffless takes the handoff and now gives up to Kelzer. His pass deflected and loose, and it'll stay with Buffalo. Official holding up play here. And, Etherton tying his shoes. Blissfully unaware of what was going on the court. So here's the inbound from Kelzer. Bounce pass in for Hepliss, deflected by Ashburn and stolen away by Geiger. Up ahead, Etherton, breakaway layup, up and too strong, tip in and no good by Jasper. His second try, though, is good. Perhaps Jasper padding his stats after missing the first putback. Three ball by Kelzer, short, offensive rebound, though, it's loose on the floor, picked up by Kulterman. His shot's no good, loose and picked up by Jasper, who's on the run. Up ahead to Etherton, about three, so gives up to Ashburn. Geiger drives in the lane, stops. Nice job on the scoop shot is good for Henry Geiger. He's got six. Four here in this quarter. It's 50-24. 3 minutes left to go. Now a carry is called. Turnover by Connor Nider. 26-point lead for the Troy Trojans, and they are well on their way to be taking on the Axel Eagles. I'd like to thank our broadcast partners here today, BB Brothers Contractor, Cook & Company, and Hilltop Creations, making this broadcast possible, and all of our broadcasts possible throughout the tournament today and this week. Back three for Chris Etherton got felt a little bit lucky. That one way off the mark. But an offensive rebound, second try. Geiger drives strong to the paint. He's fouled going up and don't get two free throws. Christian Etherton trying to do a little too much there. A couple of his teammates and his assistant coach, Keith Wetstein, face palm after that shot selection. Maddox Honus check in for LJ Kelzer of Onega. There's a crossover in between legs, dribble, step back of some sort. Nice little catch and floater. Good for Henry Geiger, who has really shined here in this fourth quarter. He has eight. Six here coming in the fourth quarter. Quickly the other way, Nider, three ball, no good. Rebound Whistler with 2:20 to go. It's 52-24. They have doubled up the Buffaloes. As Ashburn not expecting the pass, he catches it with his face. Geiger with a catch in the short corner, kicks it out. Three ball by Jasper, too strong. And saved by Ashburn. Nice hustle by Sawyer Ashburn. Geiger with a rifling pass to Jasper. Into Whistler, he loses it. Stolen away by Maddox Honus. And Honus just fires that pass. I think he thought that Kellen Coachman would be able to quickly be able to cut into the paint. But he was unable to get there. And now a baseball pass on the inbound for Jasper with 1:50 to go. 52-24 and a three ball for Geiger. Feeling lucky. That one's no good. Short. And rebound by Maddox Honus. Honus against the zone, trying to trap him, and a whistle and a foul on the ball with 1:39 to go. Now we'll go against Christian Etherton, and now Caden Rosenberger checking in, and so will Colton Ludke, as Geiger and White Whistler are both phenomenal days coming to the bench. Whistler with 5 points on his afternoon, done a good job when Jack Hartman got in foul trouble. Same thing can be said about Henry Geiger here in the second half. Didn't score in the first half, but did a lot of things right defensively. Has a three, no good. Loose ball on the rebound, picked up by Sawyer Ashburn. He is hustling all over the court, trying to fight for some extra minutes in feature games. He certainly feels like he's earned it. Sawyer Ashburn, the sophomore, making the most of his minutes here for the Trojans, as they lead 52-24 with about 24 remaining in this fourth quarter. Maddox Honus, the inbounder, will lob it in to Connor Nider. He'll make the catch from the near side wing. Coltsman, now short corner catch. Coltsman, and he has a poke free by Colton Ludke. It's free, and Troy comes up with it. On the wing, Rosenberger drives. He gets hit on the arm. Nothing called, though. And it goes out of bounds. Race Fisher got him on the arm. But again, they're just letting him play with 1:05 to go, trying to get this one to whittle down with the time so we can get going with the third set of games, which, again, the game we'll be broadcasting will be Donovan West Girls versus Booth I. Randolph here at the South Gym, but not before our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Nice move by Ashburn. His shot's no good, though, but an offensive rebound by Rosenberger. Kick it out to Jasper. Crossover dribble, swatted out of there by Ray Fisher. From the other way, Coltman quickly fouled. Shot up no good, but they'll go to the line to shoot two. Nice aggressive take by Jackson Coltman. And the foul committed by Colt Jensen, who checked into the game for the Trojans. Colt Jensen, a freshman. Three freshmen on this roster. along with Caston Jasper and Ty Horner. And speaking of which, he will check into the game. He'll be in for Caden Rosenberger. The first free throw was good from Coulterman. Strong third quarter from Coulterman. He had 6 points in that frame. He has now has 9, and now he has 10. Second Onega Buffalo to reach double digits as Connor Nider has 11. That's crossover dribble by Ashburn. He lost it, but he'll pick it back up. The far side wing, lob it up for Jasper, the freshman. That close catch. He'll get it right back. Step back. A long two. Good. A fadeaway. A long two for Caston Jasper. And he has 7. What a game for the freshman from Troy. 28 seconds left. It's 54-27. They doubled him up once again. Here's a pass by Honus. That's intercepted, but it's picked off right back. Jackson Coltman with a steal. Fadeaway jumper. Good. Mid-range jumper for Jackson Coltman. He now has 12. Leading scorer for the ball game for Buffaloes with 10 seconds left. Ashburn across half court. And they'll dribble this out 54-29. So they won't be denied, or they won't be doubled up is what Onega is saying. And that'll be the final score. 54-29, your final, and Troy is on to the quarterfinals. Let's step aside for a couple minutes. Come back with your post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
KNZA.
Back here on our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. Final score, Troy wins 54-29 over the Onega boys. And they are on to the quarterfinals to take on Axtell. Take a look at your scoring totals from today's contest. Starting off with Onega, leading the way in scoring was Jackson Coulterman. He had 12. Connor Nider, he had 11. 3 points for Ray Fisher and 2 for Graham Valberg. And as for Troy, leading the way in scoring with 13 was Gannon Bowe. And he is going to be your Farmers State Bank Player of the Game. The Farmers State Bank is in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. Also, 8 points apiece for Seth Judd and Henry Geiger. 7 points for Cast and Jasper. 6 points for Jack Hartman. 5 for Wyatt Whistler. 5 for Caden Rosenberg as well. And 2 points for Colton Ludke. So that is it for this one. I'd like to thank our sponsors from today's broadcast, Helena AgriSystem, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair. Once again, our next game coming up is the Dawson West Girls and the Blue Valley Randolph Girls. We're going to take a break. We'll be back here in a few minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.